female is in the womb. The female child is in the womb. It is feminine all the time until it is born. You understand?
Mm.
However, in certain instances, more than you are aware upon, perhaps, the male hormone comes and makes for this female child to be enhanced with a male energy. And to a certain degree, it dominates the feminine energy. In this way I'm speaking, that the male dominates. You understand?
Yeah.
It doesn't turn the female child into a male child.
No.
That is something else again. That is when the soul has elected to come to the earth, has chosen to come in perhaps a body that expresses both male and female gender. And that is something else again.
Sandra, with the Kundalini power coming from the mother, does that put female energy into our bodies, into our whatevers?
Remember that what you have knowing of the Kundalini. The Kundalini is male and female both, and
that's
it
right.
Entwines like this,
oh,
like
yes,
so.
Right.
Remember? It is not just...
No. So does that influence this, what you're talking about, the masculine, feminine energy?
Influence is not the right word for this.
No.
The Kundalini energy enhances everything that is already there.
Oh, right.
It okay. will make stronger that which is already strong. And it will show all those things that are not so strong, you understand?
Yes.
So that they can be strengthened.
Hmm.
And I'm not going to go into that, because to go into that is to take us away from what you're saying. We're talking about this female energy. So, you have, as you're sitting, you have the female body. You have all the feelings of the female body. You are looking upon your world with an eye that is female. Your energy within your body is primarily female. Your emotions, your sensitivities, how you touch your world, how you experience your world is all female. It is nurturing, creative, inquisitive. It is open to external influences from spirit, from other things that will stimulate you into looking for new ways of being. In the male, when the female energy is activated, this is what happens for them. The males that do not have this remain locked in their maleness, and they don't have this sensitivity, this expression. They have it inside, they are not able to let it out. You understand? Female, were you to say, female is this, male is this. And when male learns to find the female energy and release it, so you find they will come like this. And like this. Female, when they are like this and they have male energy, they don't go like this because they don't ever close off. However, they may go like this or like this. So they manifest more.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
This is the nature of it. And when you speak to male that is locked in this way, you will find that they do not comprehend the concept of spirit very readily. Sometimes when they hide themselves away behind this, they are frightened of it. They can't help themselves because this is how they are. They are used to conquering. They are used to building and creating by engineering things. That is interesting word. Females don't do that. Females create by nurturing, by planting seeds and watching them grow and nurturing them to full growth. Mankind's goal and say, this is the big picture. Females say, well, yes, I can see the big picture. However, what about this little bit down here? How is this person here going to fit into this big picture? And conversations like this happen all over the place. Many, between many. Some mankinds are frightened of their womankinds, so they want to dominate them and keep them in one place because they're frightened that they might escape.
Would you say, Sonji, that there are... what would be your comment about men who have difficulty with us women who have a little bit of masculine dynamism? Do you think there are men who do?
Oh, most of them do.
Why?
Because
do they
sense the resonance of the masculinity within you and they are threatened by it. You become an opponent. And they don't want an opponent. They want somebody who's going to be submissive to their masculinity. And this does not work, and it is not going to work, and they're going to have to wake up to this because it's part of the learning. Mankind has got to learn that they are also female energy.
But are they going to learn this, do you think?
Oh, they will learn it. They are already learning it now.
Yeah.
More and more are learning and coming to it.
Yeah.
Some will not, of course. Some will not in this lifetime. They will have to come back in another lifetime for it. When you look at the manner of things that are taking place around you in your world, how many female kinds are there involved in the world of arranging matters for your countries?
A few, more than there used to be.
That is so. However, when you look at the quantity of male to female, and it is the female that has these extra energies that is able to function with these people, because they are able to use their brain in the same way. However, womankind has a task. Womankind has always had this task. It is a very important one. And this is how Sonji comes to tell womankind, you are the ones now with the power. Every female kind has the power to assist the male kinds to come to the realizations that they need to come to. You have to teach. You have to lead the way. You have to take them by their hands and say, come along, this is how you do it. Because they need to be led by the hand. This is not making small of them. because that is not the intention of these weddings. It is only that because of their fear, they need to be guided. They need to find that with your liberation, your expression of truth, of your own being, they will become free themselves. By freeing yourself, you are in turn going to free mankind.
That's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
And that is the movement of the truth that is working in the world at the moment. However, there are mankinds that are fighting this movement. They are being whispered to by the dark energies. They don't want to allow the feminine energy to have expression. Now remember, I say to you that the feminine energy is within all things, male and female both. So when you have a group of male persons that are expressing their female energy in a creative, nurturing, and yet an interested way that is caring about this person here and how they fit into the big picture, those that are locked behind this don't like it. They're frightened. They want to dominate. They want to control. They want to suppress. They want to put down. Yeah. Have a look at what is happening in your world now. Go past all the tiny little reasons and excuses that are given and look deeper, look behind it at the fear that is moving people to violence. People are moved to violence by fear of what they don't know, what they don't understand, and by the threat of change.
So you're saying that they are moved to violence against those men who are displaying more creativity, more expressiveness, more nurturing qualities?
That is so.
Okay.
Oh, like gay people.
Anybody that is expressing.
And like at East Timor, the people voted for independence and so the others are attempting to suppress their history.
That is right. That is so. And you look into that very deeply. Forget about the personalities of individuals and look at the fear. Fear of change. Fear of not having control. Because that would not suit some of the greedy peoples.
So Sanji, the flooding of the male hormones of the female child in the uterus, is that a relatively recent phenomenon?
No, that has been happening all the time. Uh-huh. It is only recently that you will discover it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Almost definitely you do. And your feminine energy is very much alive and well and showing itself and shining through your strength of your masculine self. So you will always be a strong young man as you grow, and yet you will be a kind, gentle and sensitive person that will be able to understand and appreciate better womankind as you grow. You will still have moments of mystery when you won't quite know what is wrong with them because those womankind have not yet discovered for themselves what is wrong with them. Not that there's anything wrong, just that they have things inside them that they've not managed to work through yet.
So, Sanji, you talked about our task as women, and you say that we've now got the power, and how we can lead men to, or help men to find their own liberation by finding our own liberation. And people said, and I agree, it's a beautiful message. Is there any more that we can know about that before we... It is
important for you to know that it is not an easy path to trade.
Yes. That's
for sure. Surprise, surprise.
No.
Because it requires of you great delvings and divings deep into your own being to find out all your insecurities, all your innermost fears and things that you have down inside you. And when you have found them and you have worked through them, you will not be vulnerable to the negative energies that would deflect you from the purpose for which you have been born. Many people come to Sonji and say, "What is my task in this life?" First of all, I say to you, how have you been born? Male or female? That's a start. You have been born female, it is easy. You are here to take charge now. You are here to show other women kinds, other mankinds, the way to the light.
I always suspected this.
Actually, my question that I brought, Sanjay, not so much asking my task or purpose for this lifetime, but whether I'm on track with it.
Let me have a look. I perceive that you have managed to come just so far with it, and yet there is something that remains a mystery to you. That is so. There is more yet to come. That is all I'm going to say. For the most part, there is more yet to come. You are still developing and moving along towards where it is you are going. Now, it is easy when I say for you that all womankinds have got the same task. Because what you do in your own earth life will be something that you will employ the skills and talents that you have brought with you into this earth life. To use those skills and talents for the purpose of bringing to other humankinds knowledge, wisdom, healing. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, to do this, you are already doing this. However, you are going to do more of it. And you will find that as you begin to develop your gifts more, so you will be guided into a focus for this energy. The focus will become more intense. Thanking you. That is very interesting. The doctor man says you will become specialist of what you do, so that other peoples will also become specialist of what they are going to do. And everybody will have a part to play in the big picture. Understand? There will be peoples that will do healings with speaking. There will be peoples that will do healings by using medicines of the earth. Peoples that will use their hands. People that will use sound and color and music. People that will use dance. Healing is the key to it all. This is what womankind do the best. They nurture, they take care of, and they bring healing to those around them. Just by being female, you have the power to heal. Males are born to take strides forward and to break new ground. When the feminine energy is strong, they also will become expressions of healing energy. You understand? Mm-hmm. When a womankind is with a mankind that is very disturbed and in great disharmony, sometimes she does not have to say a word. All she has to do is to be there in the same environment and be silent. Because the presence of the female energy soothes, brings calmness. This is not, I'm not speaking of the extremes, when you have male that comes to beat up womankind. This is not usual. This is not of what I'm speaking. That is another matter again. In those instances, often the male energy within the female kind has been subjugated to such a degree that they are not able to fight back. And when they do fight back, when the masculine energy comes up for them to fight back, the male becomes incensed and wants to beat it down because it is a threat. In those instances, there is only one course of action. The female must leave, must move themselves away from that person. That is the only action that can take place that makes sense. Until that soul then comes to its senses and manages to learn how to become liberated themselves. You understand? What you have is a soul that is locked behind the barrier of the man energy, the masculine energy. And it has a creativity and a sensitivity within it that it wants to get out. It's screaming to get out. And yet it has been taught how to lock itself down and does not know any other way of expressing itself apart from having learned certain ways of behaving in its life. That is it. And apart from karma, of course, this is the way this energy is. And in order to free it, it has to learn to express its feminine energy. That's the only way it is going to come free. How to express its creativity, its nurturing self. It may be that it can never come together with the womankind that it was with before, and that is all right. However, in order for it to be free, sometimes the womankind must leave to shock it into a recognition of itself. So there's many complex ways to look at male and female. What you have to do, little one, is to look inside you and say to yourself, how do you feel this day? Or how do you feel at this moment? Do you feel very strong and powerful, as though you want to break new ground? And when you do, you know that you are expressing your masculine energy of yourself. You understand? And when you're feeling that you want to lie into some soft waters that are smelling sweetly and dream sweet dreams of butterflies and flowers and perhaps a lover, then you know that you are in your female energy.
I love it. Thank you.
And as female, you have the best of both worlds because you can operate on both. You can be both. You can be beautiful and sensuous and go out and break new ground at the same time and confound all those masculine peoples out there. This is such of your power that you have. All of you have it.
Can I ask about that, Sanjay? Because I'm still struggling with the with sort of like appearance and looks and believing that you know, to get acceptance from the opposite sex and stuff. And I know that isn't the way, but part of me still is sort of is locked in that thing. And I hate it. I hate it. It's horrible. You know, I just say to myself, accept yourself as you are. And then the other part of me is just preoccupied with the other aspects, and it's horrible. And
you have to come to the acceptance within your being.
That I do accept.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Let me finish because this is important.
Okay.
That you need to accept that in order to be free, first of all, you have to love yourself. Love yourself. Find the best way for you to express your sensuality. Not prettiness. Everybody has a degree of beauty. The soul is always beautiful. It is exceptionally beautiful. And it needs to be given an opportunity to shine its light out through the physical form that it is living in. Your body becomes the expression of the soul, so that the light shines from the eyes, from the skin, from the hair, from the aura. It shines out. It doesn't matter whether you have what on your nose, whether you have marks on your face, whether you have body that is not a perfect shape, perhaps you have got a spine that is not straight, perhaps you do not have a leg that is straight, perhaps it is something wrong with it. Your body is not all time perfect. Some people's bodies are not all time born perfect, are they? However, the soul is. Let the soul have expression. Let the soul show itself to the world. Let the soul show its sensitivity, its sensuousness, its power and its strength. You understand? And then you will be liberated. And when you are liberated, so your liberation will liberate other people around you, because they are tied to their concepts of beauty and ideals, just as you are. And when you free yourself and you let yourself glow, then other people can do the same.
But on the other hand, it's not a bad thing to sort of look after your appearance and things like that. Because sometimes I start to look after my appearance and I feel bad. and then I sort of go from extremes of just sort of slopping around the place. And
that is not what Sonji have said to you.
No.
Sonji have said to you, allow your soul to express its sensuality and its beauty. Now, your body may like to make itself beautiful and sensuous in whatever way it needs to do. Your mind will explore all manner of ideas of doing for this. You are in the time of your earth life where you are experimenting and learning of these things. You will not come to your full power and fruition until you come into half a century. Because womankind do not come into their full potential of the power completely until they come to their half century. That is when you have combined the knowledge of life and the wisdom of life. You have the freedom very often to explore your spirituality, your strengths and your powers, and to bring them to the fore and to use them for mankind. You are very fortunate that you are beginning to start your journey of discovery early, and you will manifest a lot of these things on your journey of helping mankind. You understand? Because that is what you have chosen for this life. And learning about your sensuality and your beauty is only part of that journey. It is a very important part because you're going to bring that light into everything you do. And this is true of all young things that are coming and growing. Your light is going to shine. You are the next half century people that are coming, bringing with you the wisdom and the knowledge of your lives. Womankind are very special because they can, at this point of their life, when they are reaching the half century, you are what is known as the crone. Did you know this? In some people's language, or the peoples of times past, you would be called crone.
It doesn't sound good, does it? Big nose, big chin, and whiskers all over your chin.
However, that often can take place. However, you are in the age of Crone. And in the age of Crone, it is an age of wisdom, an age to be revered. So those that are coming along, you have the cycle of life. It begins with the girl child who becomes the maiden. The maiden is taught by the one above her who becomes the married woman, the first one to be married to or to begin life in this way. And then she goes from being a married woman with children of her own and her own girl children and boy children, perhaps. She moves on to life and she becomes a mature woman, and then she goes to become the crone. And this is the passage of life. The crone is like the queen. She is the power, the strength, the symbol of all that has gone before. And as such, all those that are coming can look to the crone for tuition, wisdom, learning, for knowledge of how to use and exercise their own power how to be strong in their female energy and their female power. So being a crone is not bad. It is just that you have bad pictures in your mind about it. Don't be ashamed of being a crone. You could be a wise woman. That is still the same thing. It is only another name for it. Wise woman. And you get to be wise woman when you are half century, or coming close to half century. That is the way of it. And when you are in this age, you begin this age at the point of half century, and that's where you stay until you demise from the life. Because you have contained within you all the knowledge. That is when you begin to manifest more abundantly upon the planet and around you those things that you have learned and gathered over your life. Have you not heard the saying, "Would that I could do when I was younger all the things that I can, that I know now"? Mm-hmm. You know this thing? Unfortunately, you cannot go back. However, within your being is still the maiden, is still the young woman, is still the older woman coming to the change of life. And then there is the manifestation of the physical, of the crone. And inside you are all these other aspects of your being you have taken with you. Now I come to a little point, because when you reach the place of crone, this is when you very often begin to do most of your internal work. That is when you go back to find the child that is lost and bring it forward and give it lots of love. That is when you go back to find the young woman who is just coming into her maidenhood, and you go and find her and nurture her and bring her forwards into her fullness of her being, and so on and so forth, until you get all those aspects of your being here expressing themselves. That's how it is.
Society doesn't value women in that way anymore. Like, you're only, if you're beautiful, then you're kind of, you know.
Oh, you don't have to take any notice of that. You just be yourself. You set the new way of being. You set the example, and you say, "This is the way I'm going to be. I'm going to be a happy person, and I'm going to wear flowers in my hair. I'm going to jump about and leap about and be happy. And I'm going to wear my hair this way, and I don't matter whether anybody says it's how everybody else is doing it." You be yourself. Find your own expression of yourself. And the best way to do this is to making your own wearings for your body, your own coverings. When you make your own coverings, you can make them howsoever you choose. You can make them as beautiful, as bright, as somber, whatever you want to do to express your feeling within your body. Can you not?
Mm. Yeah, you can.
You want to wear or do something very different to how everybody else around you is doing and being. It's not hurting anybody, do it. Not hurting you, not hurting anybody else, then do it. Matters not, they say, "Oh, you're most peculiar." Say, "Thank you very much, isn't that wonderful? I like to be peculiar." Enjoy it, revel in it, being different, and yet you are the same because you have the same energies. And although you are beautiful in your own separateness, you are also strong in your unity of your femaleness. And you can take within that strength males that will resonate. Such as this little shaman here can be brought into this because the energy is already being expressed, is it not? And so the resonation is there. You will find that mankinds that cannot come into the companies of such strength will find it uncomfortable to be in such companies for very long. They will come, mayhap, for a little while and then go away. And mayhap they are saying to themselves, I don't know what it is, but I don't know whether I can be there for very long because it is just too much for I. Much too much. They don't know yet, how to embrace and take it in and revel in it and revel in themselves and their own power. This little one does. Knows how to revel in their own power, do you not?
Lucky boy.
Very strong. There will not be much that will be able to slide past this one. So do you feel you have a better feeling for the feminine masculine aspect?
Wonderful, thank you. Such good news. Thank you.
Because it is important that you have a feeling for it. This is something that is not always something you can give in a concrete form. This is a word I'm learning because I've been given it before time, so I know what concrete is. It is that hard substance that mankind makes. And very often, mankind likes to put it around and about them so they can't be found. They got to just pick out the top. Womankind can come along and say, oh, blow it down. This is very disturbing for the mankind, you understand. So you have to be gentle with them because they have to find their way slowly. The ones that do, oh my goodness, you can't hold them back. And they will resonate and work with you, work with womankind's. They will not have difficulties in their being with your strength and your power. They will be able to absorb your sensuality and your femininity when you want to express it, howsoever you need to express it, and give you back whatever masculinity you are needing as a result. You understand? And that is true of all relationships of male and female, male and male, female and female. You understand? Where the male-female energies are working and working together, it doesn't matter what gender you are. The purpose of having gender of male and female separate to come together, the most important reason when you are young is for procreation, to continue the species. That is the reason for it. That is the reason that you fall in love and you get stars in your eyes and you don't see that the man has got warts on the end of his nose. Because you are in love, you understand. It is not in love, it is your body saying it is time to make babies. And even the mankinds that loves the mankinds and the womankinds that loves the womankinds, they will still have this same sparkle come. And it is wanting to come together to procreate, and yet they cannot because that same species of gender, you understand. However, it doesn't stop them wanting to, it doesn't stop them having the feelings, and it doesn't stop them coming together for the same purpose of it. You understand? Mm. And that is all. That is how it is meant to be. That is what nature is. That is what is Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. You understand? That is how it is. When you get past this,